13-year-old Seboko died on Wednesday during a swimming lesson in the hostel's pool at Larskoe Becker in Magaliesburg. Seboko's body was also found on Wednesday. Eskom has announced that its power system remains constrained, but there will be no load shedding today. The power utility says some of its emergency generators are supplementing the available generation capacity. The embattled utility says the emergency generators will be replenished to ensure that they are at adequate levels to meet the demand of the week ahead. Eskom has asked that customers use electricity sparingly as they monitor the power system. And finally, Chinese authorities have reported 139 new cases of a mysterious virus in 2 days, marking the first time that the infection has been confirmed in the country outside Wuhan City. The new cases were identified in the cities of Wuhan, Beijing and Shenzhen. The total number of confirmed cases now exceeds 200. Three have died from the respiratory illness. The World Health Organization says the number of cases rose because of increased searching and testing. The new coronavirus strain first appeared in Wuhan in December and has already spread abroad, with two cases in Thailand and one in Japan. Gold is trading at $1,559.55 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rand 46 cents, 16 rand 5 cents to the euro, and 18.83 to the pound. A partly cloudy Monday in store for Gauteng today, with isolated thunderstorms and showers. A low of 14 degrees, peaking at around 28 degrees in Johannesburg. Top trends on Twitter. On Twitter this morning, Bali, Mzansi, the Queen Mzansi, Kenya, Open, Nesfas, and What Would You Date? Top story on the UFM News Desk, Gauteng Education MEC Banyaza Lusupi says he is not satisfied with explanations of Enoch Mpianzi and Kamohetsu Seboko's death. For UFM News, I am Marshall Mokale.
All right, thank you, Marshall. Let's find out what's happening on your roads real quick. Out in Eldorado Park on the N12 eastbound, there's queuing traffic heading towards the Golden Highway. In William Nicol Drive southbound, there's an accident just before the Monte Cassino Boulevard. That's causing delays on both approaches. In Strubens Valley, Hendrik Potgieter Road eastbound, there's been an accident just before Christian De Wet Road. At Bears Nadir Drive eastbound, there's also an accident at Jim Foshier that's causing some delays, but all lanes are open. And faulty traffic lights to look out for at President Foshier, as well as Jacaranda, at Main Road and Sloan Street in Bryanston, and Republic and Brightwater Commons. Remember, if there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, simply tweet us at UJFM Breakfast. You know what? I cannot stress the importance of a child that needs to know how to swim.
Yeah, true.
I cannot stress the importance of it.
True. And it's a whole...
It's not... It's